When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me? And what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
We don't know what it is. We don't understand the name. We just know it's stupid. And it's available every weekday, featuring Iggy and the Plowboy. Apparently it's some kind of a podcast or something. Available at TMASTL.com and on the TMASTL mobile app. Whatever.
Here's Action Jackson with three more ways to get TMA content.
Check out listener rewards on the new TMA mobile app. Watch the show live on the TMA studio cams. Find it at TMASTL.com. Get the podcast on the TMA app. Download it now.
Thanks, Jackson. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 FM HD2.
Remember how life used to be exciting and hold promise for all the good things to come?
I used to work with a pastry chef from Bombay. His name was Mesvin.
Remember waking up on Christmas morning and believing in something.
Now, how that will happen, we haven't yet worked out, but I do believe in it.
Well, that's all gone.
In the air, left field, and gone.
Best you can hope for now is a glass of bourbon and a plate full of ribs to distract you from your impending mortality.
I could use some of that pork, pig boy.
Don't fight it. Salt and smoke.
Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. This is TMA All Day. Tim, Doug, Iggy, Plowsy, Action Jackson.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7 HD2.
So good.
So sick.
You didn't see Iggy with a cooking apron on or anything during the break, did you?
No, I was in.
I think he's embarrassed.
Is he really?
You can feel like he's trying to get around people quickly.
Mark Hanna is on hold here as we start the Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour from the Michelob Ultra Studios. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Can I have that be my walk-up song every week?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
I will give it to you every time.
Remix. It was solid. How's the show this morning, guys?
Oh, really good. We've alienated the building, Iggy, for some reason, apropos of nothing. We heated up a scallop, walked it into our studio, and handed it to the Plowboy. And now the sales staff and the on-air staff hates us even more. So there you go.
I think, you know, the proper way to respond to that is just deliver scallops to everyone in the building.
Yeah, they would like that, especially at 9 o'clock.
In the closed studios? Oh, yeah.
He only has like 10 of them in there. I guess he'd cut them in half and deliver to more people.
He could create little appetizers out of them, slice them up, quartered, scalloped.
Finger foods in the kitchen.
Doug, do you call that tapas?
I guess you could, yeah.
That's sick.
Mark, I guess the way you help people grow their money, more people could be eating scallops.
Nice, Doug. Wow. Really, really impressive.
Portfolios in your direction.
Hold on. I've got to put that down on my marketing log. Call me, and I'll have you eating scallops.
There you go.
Got it.
Yep.
That's it. The plan. That's Love right.
Mark. Well, we've seen a bit of a market turnaround here this week.
Isn't it?
A couple big days.
It's very normal, and it's so much of the focus that I keep coming back to, and you've heard me say it before, but instead of getting sidetracked with these normal and temporary and unforeseeable volatile events these days that we get these pullbacks and then the gains coming back. Instead, focus on controlling what you can control. I was thinking about a conversation I had yesterday with a gentleman we will call the Crestwood Chipmunk.
Who
he and his bride just had their first child, and they're in the place that they've been taking all of the right steps before the family came along. And now it leads to the sort of questions of what should we do now for the new expenses that we have? How do we start to put money aside because our expenses are up because kids are expensive? How do we put money aside for kids' education while still making sure our retirement is okay, while we're still living right along the way, and making sure we're not overlooking anything that will turn around in a few years and be in a bad spot? That's the sort of conversation that to me is so much more important and is really the heart of that planning process. And how do you line up the steps as to what you do and when in a way that fits for you? And that's where it is so customized and it's so unique. And to me, that's not exciting. It's not sexy. It's really easy and sexy to talk about what's happening with the stock market. And that is interesting. And it's true that we need to be invested in the right way. But so much more of it is driven by how do you make those other decisions in the right way, and that's what leads to success.
Yeah. Is it, should we be surprised that the market seems to be turning around and heading in the right direction now that we've hit a recession and that inflation is so high? How's that figure that the market would go up with that?
Historically, the stock market has always led recessions. So you typically get, let's call it, 6 months lead time on both sides. It comes back 6 months before we see it. The market declines 6 months before the economy does, because it's always looking forward. So that's why now we're seeing a recovery. And many of us are saying, why is this? The numbers just don't set up well. Well, it's because the market is always looking forward, and the market is a leading indicator as to what's to come. And so when you look under the hood of what's going on with corporate profitability, of the inflation metrics, and some of these other numbers that are out there, we're starting to see the numbers start to turn positive already. And that's why we've seen the market come back up from the bottoms that we had before. Will it pull back? Well, maybe. But typically, you start to see the recovery and it goes back up. So short term, we just don't know. And that's why it's so hard to call the shots on these things.
Yeah. But a lot of people are eating scallops now. For sure.
Well, I didn't pay
for it. If they call him, oh, he's back.
Yes, he's back.
Yeah, he's back. He's back.
I was talking to the guy out there playing with the fountain.
Makes sense. We only had a radio show going on in here. I thought you were talking to the guy fumigating the building.
No, I got to thank Mark because he gave Jackson some info, a guy I'm going to call for my Medicare.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
There's a Medicaid.
Medicare.
It's Medicare. You got to get your Medicare set up. You got to get your supplement set up. And those are the sort of important financial decisions that when you are 6 months, 3 months, typically 3 months before you turn 65, you got to get that squared away. And I got a guy. I'll never tell. But I got a guy. You get that set up and you're in good shape.
Mark, there's a question that just came in. It says, hey, Mark, I have a question about the market and the economy in these trying times. You see me in a lesbian with a mop top do a podcast without sponsors or paychecks for a total of about 8 people. So my question is, what dead people would you like to dig up? It's a lightning rod conversation starter that many wealth managers are too afraid to tackle. That comes from the mope with a grint. I'll be outside smoking with the homeless guy bathing in the fountain.
You should have emailed that in. You probably won. Oh.
You know what I'm going to do in response to that? I'm going to post that on the fan pin. I'm going to solicit answers from the listeners.
Yeah,
And then I'll start my own financial advisor podcast focused on that very question.
Well, that's a nice one right there. Yeah. That's a good business model. I'm investing.
I love it. The best.
Well, you just you want employees like me and Plowsy.
Why?
No, you don't.
We're not asking for any money for the podcast. It's just extra that
doesn't
we put.
Doesn't make any money.
It's just extra that we put on the TMA app. And if somebody wants to spend money on it, great. If not, it's not taking up anybody's time but me and Plowsy's. We're willing to do it.
And we're gonna
we go the extra mile.
All right.
Is it a mile?
We go the extra inch.
There you go.
Right. Mark Hanna, 314-889-0503, or go online at evergreenstl.com. That's Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Thank you, Mark.
Congratulations in advance on your win tomorrow, Tim.
Yes, Doug, good for him.
Everyone's
well,
a limit.
Mark is the goat. He's like my spirit human. He's so good.
Speaking of that, Tim, how does that work? I think of it as like a prom. I mean, should I ask her to go, or is she going to ask me to go? Who asked? Do you ask somebody to play with you, or does somebody ask you to play with them?
Well, I'm playing with Spencer, who you played with this week, right?
Yeah.
Plowhawk, have you ever met him?
I don't think, maybe I have. I don't want to say I don't. I just don't remember. But I
Doug,
know the
you haven't met him, but Jackson showed you pictures of him?
I don't remember
That's
if
weird.
He did.
Yeah, if he gets a hold of it, he bombs it. But did you ask him, or did he ask you?
I don't, you know, honestly, I don't recall. There's a two-man tournament there, and then there's also the member. So it's usually, if you're your two-man partner, you're also playing the member together. I personally, there's a certain kind of personality type that I like to play with, which is a compliment to you, because obviously I've asked you to play a couple of times.
I'm easygoing.
That's what I like. I don't need somebody like, you know, just stay in there. Come on. I'm like, dude, yeah. I don't need that. That is not my, so Spencer's laid back and, you know.
So what if you think, I'd like to play with him, but you don't ask, and then you're waiting for somebody to ask you, and then you don't get asked, and you're shut out?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've played with, when Cletus was a member there, I think he was my partner for a year, the great Dan Henschel.
Oh,
also a laid-back personality.
Love Henschel.
Plenty of strokes there.
A great guy. A lot of pops for Dan, indeed. But man, again, it's you know, it's more about your spending, you know, a couple days on a cart with somebody you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know
I was just thinking, you know, if it's like you, I don't get turned down more than once or twice and I stop. So I'm asking, it's like a prom, like you ask somebody, hey, you want to play the member? I'm already playing. Oh, you want to play the member? I'm already playing. God, I'm turned down twice. I'm not going to ask anybody else. Is it kind of like
if they're already
that,
playing or? With somebody, then that's, you know, it's not like you got turned down. Now, if they don't have a partner and they say no.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly haven't.
That means you got to look.
Okay.
At the
It's a legitimate question. I don't have the answer to it because I haven't experienced. Because I think Spencer and I have played together for 2 or 3 years in a row.
Yeah,
Rachel
I would
and
think
I played together a few years ago.
Yeah, I would think if you find somebody you enjoy,
but I do think it's an awkward friend. Thing when you because I think Cletus might have been like, well, what happened? You know, but I don't remember what the circumstance was. I think Henschel might have asked me, and he had just joined there. And
when you're on a golf course for
so
six
it can't
or seven
these people
hours.
Can take it. The wrong way.
Yeah, that's why I was asking him. Somebody said, God, I've asked him twice. He said no twice.
Well, then, yeah, that would be, I would understand taking that personally. But it also depends on what you want. Do you want to win, you know?
Yeah, you're just having fun.
Right.
Or, yeah, I get that.
You know, that's another part of it. And from a member guest standpoint, sometimes it's, you know, or the wives, friends, and it's an event and you're going to hang out. You know, just depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah, I always take it as like it's going to be fun. People ask me to play in scrambles, and if it's people I know and I know I'm gonna have fun with, I'll say yes. If it's people that think that it's they're gung ho and winning, and they get pissed off if they don't make a birdie, I don't want to play with them. I just want to have fun.
Oh, there's nothing worse than counting down like the last 13 holes of your round because you're miserable. Like I'd much rather have fun.
Well,
shooting
it just sucked with Iggy and I because we got our asses kicked in the first match, and it wasn't a case of for real. If anybody should take the blame for how they played, it's me. But that wasn't the problem in that match. We just got beat. It just happens. People rolling putts, and we lost 8-2. And
pretty much done.
And honestly, yeah, mathematically, yeah, you can come back from it, but it's kind of like being down 3-0 in a playoff series. And I'm just like, well, this sucks. And at the time, it was hotter than the fires of hell, so that sucks. But as far as, you know, it's and with an alternate shot format, I have no idea what to make of this. Like, we're playing a round a day, and I guess people are playing that format. I'd just rather play my own ball and just gamble. But I don't know. If people want to play the alternate shot format and the practice round thing, I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's where I think you just, if you start on one, then you hit 1, 3, 5, 7, you just I don't think you hit every drive. You don't hit every first shot off.
No, it's everybody in this format, both players tee off, and then whichever ball you decide to use.
Oh, then you.
Then the alternate shot from there. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's called a shamble.
It's kind of an alternate. They just wanted to be able to allow more people to play because so many people signed up. We got breaking news here. Huh. And Iggy, this might rattle your cage a little bit.
Oh, no.
You remember Sack Doug? He was a board operator.
Sure.
A delight. Great guy.
Great guy.
One of the many people over the years. That's right.
I love him.
And he's texted me. Quote, I have spent 8 years chasing this dream professionally and my entire life waiting for this moment. Folks, I have gotten the Major League Baseball call-up. I will be part of the Major League Baseball Network August 17th broadcast of the Seattle Mariners and Los Angeles Angels. Never give up on your dreams. More to come. And that comes from Joey Zanaboni of St. Gabriel's.
Steven Strasburg. Ask for his credit card info and a spam email message. Let's go fishing with a PH.
Good for this
Iggy, he is going to be on the MLB Network. Calling the Mariners and the Angels.
Is that on YouTube or?
MLB Network.
MLB Network.
Who is his color analyst? I'd like to know.
Doug, who is his?
I don't know. I'm just getting this information. I don't know.
Let's get fight nasty.
Now, is he going to do that on a Major League Baseball broadcast?
I'm sure he would. That's why they called him up.
Right. Brendan Collins, very good off speed. Is nothing like his, though.
Who's that imitation?
Freeze it like pay raises at a poorly run cryogenics laboratory.
If you get that call, you're staying in the major leagues.
Oh, he better. If he did it straight, he wouldn't have got there.
I think this is his
I'm happy
big
for
break.
Him. I'm happy for him.
Great.
Oh, you're happy for him. Well, that's good.
Well, I've said I wish him all the best. It's just not my cup of tea where you're manufacturing these things. I'm sure he's wrote about 9 of them down, 10 of them down, and he just goes down the list during the game.
Oh, that's okay, isn't it?
It's okay to be prepared.
Straws!
What was that, a straws?
Ghosting them like an OK Cupid Halloween party. John Stamos, full house, get them out of there, baby!
Come on, that's gold, man.
What does that mean? John Stamos, full house, get them out of there,
John Stamos is on Full House.
Correct.
I know that, but what did that got to do with baseball? Was it
3-2 count.
Well, that would be a full count, not a full house.
Oh, you know what he's talking about, though.
But you just it's threw it in there.
But that is a full house. You know, you have 3 aces over 8, 2-8, 3/2.
What?
That's a full house.
You got bases loaded.
No, 3-2 count.
Or if it's a 3-2 count, it's not a full house.
You know what I'm talking about.
Why don't you talk about that attendance? Throw that in there. 42,000, it's a full house like Stamos.
Okay. But you're happy for him.
I seem thrilled.
Strash!
I don't have MLB Network, so I can't watch him. But
better than Bailey.
I will have some clips.
Better than Bailey.
I really want to know who his color analyst is.
Why? Doug, do you have his color analyst?
Why is that a big
Because cares? I want to know what kind of personality it is. There's going to be some curmudgeon that goes, what the hell is this guy doing?
I'm sure they won't have a curmudgeon with him. There's not too many curmudgeons.
Well, it's
going to
be somebody.
Baseball games.
It's going to be a color analyst that nobody's ever heard of or
I got
never
a
done.
Podcast.
Man, maybe him. Maybe him.
Country on the planet.
Del Greco, baby.
Yeah, Greco and Zamboni.
God, that would be a great.
Well, I mean, do they put him with a? I mean, are they doing 9 games that day? 10 games that day? Is it the game of the week?
I don't have this information.
We don't have the information.
Come on, Zach.
At the moment.
Zach, get some more information, bro.
That color commentator probably has information about Zam, but I assume that they are aware.
I hope it's Mad Dog.
That
I read somewhere where someone's not going on that show anymore because they're tired of Chris Russo yelling at them.
Yeah, Ryan Clark almost like screamed that. Like, Ryan Clark was very upset with Mad Dog.
Oh, I can't watch him, but more than just a minute or so, I just can't do it. Mm. I know he knows his stuff.
He always calls Joey Gallo Joey Galloway, and he called Benintendi like Benintendi, just over and over and over again.
Yeah,
I
like
just can't
Jim
imagine
Roman
how he maintains ever. That level of intensity. And
right before he looks at him, banks at him, and goes, okay, I'm ready.
I guess that's it. I guess so.
10,000 a hit.
Or it's just completely natural.
Looks like he read a book a day. Keeps the doctor away.
And that was one of his calm moments.
He just woke up.
Yeah.
He was a Nostradamus, though. He's the one that said shut it down before everything was shut down.
Oh, that was it. Here comes the all-time pout session, young and successful and not named Iggy. Go back to tonguing your mic. That's from Dogtown Ty.
Damn, they are pissed.
Do you think I'd be...
Jesus H. Christ, you bitter old overcooked Frankfurter. Can't you just be happy for anyone, literally anyone but yourself? Doug, that's from It's Kathy.
Okay, Kath.
Kath, I said I'm happy for him.
Yeah, you seem...
You're worried about his animals.
I've said this before, I'll say it again. Just quit taking everything I say on this show so effing seriously.
Oh.
My God, I wish the kid success.
I don't know that you do.
I do. He's a St. Louis kid. I wish him success.
Okay.
I even say that about Jim Nance every year at the Masters. What made-up thing he's got ready to go this time? Win for the ages. And then every time somebody's going to be close to win, he's writing stuff down. What am I going to say? What kind of catchphrase? And he does that.
Well,
I love
okay.
Jim Nance, but I don't like that. It's not.
Why?
Jack Buck, spur of the moment. Go crazy, folks. Spur of the moment. I'm sure he didn't have that written down. If somebody hits a home run in the night, it's going to be go crazy, folks.
Jack Buck thought he blew that call, Doug.
Yeah. I don't know that Jim Nance writes all that stuff down.
I guarantee he does.
I don't know.
Jim Nance has been great at
the network level for how many years now?
35?
Yeah. You know what? I'm done. Goodbye.
But I love Jim Nance.
I can't even listen to get the words out. So.
And I wish Zamboni all the success in the world.
Yeah. I like Jim Nance a lot.
So do I. I think he's the best in the business.
Hey, guys, Iggy's disgust for Zamboni's success is palpable. Looks like having an actual work ethic and going further than the, quote, extra inch leads to professional success. Get back to pouting and stake it up your 250-square-foot hovel in Poverty Estates boots. That's from Big Tuff.
Oh, come on, Tuft.
Yes, Bob.
Yes, I wanted to talk about Tom Brady, and I also wanted to talk about Philip Rivers.
Well, go ahead.
I also wanted to talk about Carson Wentz and Drew Brees.
That's one of the best.
I wonder. He was probably prepared to just list every quarterback in the league until he got cut off.
Until Francesa dropped him.
Okay, go ahead.
Guys, I asked Jim Nance for an autograph, and he asked, who was it for? And I said, me. And then he cried. That's from Mr. Slade.
When UConn,
that was the Mickey Mantle story.
When UConn won the championship, that was the worst one.
What was that?
Doug, you always
like Jimmy Calhoun.
They say you can't, but you can, and UConn has won the national championship.
Oh, I like that.
It was the worst.
Was that the Kemba year?
Yes, that was Kemba. That was Okafor, yeah.
It's Jim Nance. Wrote it down.
You can.
How do you know he wrote it down? What difference does it make if he wrote it down or not?
I just think it's canned. I want things spur of the moment, from the heart, top of your head.
Well, I'm sure some of it is. Probably most of it.
Andrew Luck.
He's an extremely intelligent guy and one of the greatest broadcasters in the world. I think he can maybe come up with some things off the top of his head at time in a big dramatic moment.
It's going to be a short show today, folks, if we keep up with these calls.
Threatening to stop the broadcast.
I wish Zamboni the best. What's the date on that game?
August 17th.
Maybe I don't have MLB, though. Can you get MLB on YouTube TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have it.
There you go. So you'll be able to watch it.
I'll watch it. Yeah, I will.
Angels, M's. The Mariners are America's team.
Yeah. Mike, I caught an 18-pound trout one time in Tanny Como. Strike.
Now, who was that?
I'm surprised they didn't call you up to that.
Call me up.
Guys.
I'll be his color analyst. Can you explain that?
Iggy has room to talk. His play-by-play of the Timber Fake boxing match was Jim Lampley-esque. That's from the Birthday Hawk.
Oh, it was one of the best of all time, according to other people.
Oh, was it?
You and Larry Nickel, you guys were a tandem.
Yeah.
You had your gold sports coats on like the old ABC Wide World of Sports. That was my favorite part of it.
Say about 300 fans showed up here at the Spreckles Theater tonight. They had plenty to say. Now, the Spreckles, you may know, is named after a sugar magnate. But there was nothing sweet about how this forum started.
Boom!
Yeah. That's the worst career in the world.
There was word.
It's absolutely
There was word for word. Word for word written down, but he has no delivery like Zamboni does.
Oh, that guy hated it.
Well,
doing
he was
that
a news
delivery.
Reporter. That's different than being a play-by-play announcer. At the network level.
But news, I would like something a little more than vanilla. I like guys that like to spice it up a little bit.
For news, don't you want just news just right down the middle?
Well, I don't watch news, but if I did, I want somebody to be a little more lively and spice it up a little bit.
Okay.
Jim Hayes was telling me on the way to the ballpark, wanted me to pass along a note from the Dotem family. We met Mr. and Mrs. Dotem and their son, Deke. And they want to say hi to family and friends back home in St. Louis. That's from the Dotems.
I don't know if they wrote it at all.
Deadpan. Perfect.
Perfect.
And what Absolutely. Percentage of the people listening understood what that was?
He didn't
was?
Care. It was for us. Yeah. It wasn't for anybody else. It was for us.
I guess. Yeah. You think 95% of the people just went in one ear and out the other without even thinking
Backing
about it?
Backing up DeYoung. Under it, and the out.
What did he score at that point?
Dennis
15-0.
Denise Dotem, they are here tonight.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And have reconnected with their son, Deke. They always meet at a ballpark, and the Dotems are here in Denver.
They're not.
Well, as we said, not a bad part to do it. Not at all.
Come on.
I'm not sure Brad Thompson knew what he was talking about.
Brad's got to be privy to the Dotems.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I remember one time when I lived in Bermuda, I somehow got a note to Jay Randolph. I didn't know who he was at the time.
You didn't know who Jay Randolph was?
Well, I mean, not personally like I do now, and I didn't know his son at the time.
All right.
And my mater D, Derek Bean. Derek Bean, B-E-A-N. Derek had a satellite dish so we could get games. And we had the Cardinal game. We came over and watched the Cardinal game. And somehow I got a message to Jay Randolph. I forgot how I did it.
How would you before
I don't remember. I don't remember how I did it.
He faxed him.
I don't know if I called and said, you know, called the stadium. Or I don't know how I did. I really don't
this
know how I did
it. Is a Western Union telegraph?
I don't remember.
Whatever.
I guarantee you Jay Sr. will remember this. Because he didn't know me at the time, but he just said, I want to send a shout out to Kenny Strode, who's watching in Bermuda tonight. Blah, blah, blah. And then for three innings, him and Jack Buck talking about golf courses in Bermuda.
Really?
They come back from, did you ever play that mid-ocean out there, Jay? Oh, great course. And they were talking about golf courses in Bermuda for like three innings.
You were a content creator even back then.
No, sorry, I remember
Welcome
that.
To Eminem at the Rock.
And I was so excited. I said, they're still talking about it.
Guys, can you do a side-by-side of the disdain in the White Walker's voice over Joey Zanaboni today? Versus his gushing over a Mrs. Ballsack Facebook post from her personal page yesterday. It will be a nice little case study. Thanks. That's from Carlos Spicy Wiener. Doug, he's going into the Hall of Fame.
By the way, for all you people that thought that was creepy,
I
think there was a post on the fan page about
there
it
was.
Being creepy. All I can tell you is that I got a message from Mr. Ballsack, a DM, saying, Iggy, I hope you know I was just kidding. I didn't mean anything by it. And thank you so much for that those kind words about... Mrs. Ballsack's Facebook page. So he knew what I was talking about, and it was for him. It wasn't for all of you.
No, but you said it over the air.
So what? I was telling him to say thank you. It was a great, great post about their child, and I appreciated it. Tell her thank you and tell her great job. I said that to him, not to everybody else.
You got anything to say, Mrs. Ballsack?
it was a heartfelt post, and I said, it wasn't creepy.
No.
So for you, creep on a Facebook page, creep. There's nothing creepy about it.
I think the post was, and I didn't think it was creepy at all, but I guess one of the quotes they were creeped out was like, how they, I forgot what the,
how
the conception
how the
of
conception
it.
Of Rain came about.
Yeah.
But it was a heartfelt post, and it was very heartwarming. So how you can think that's creepy because you didn't even know what I was talking about, but I said it to Mr. Ballsack.
Okay.
Not to everybody there. Just because I told him something doesn't... It was on the radio. So what? But I also said to him, if I say happy birthday, John... Oh. Creep, John, happy birthday. I wasn't talking to you.
No.
I was talking to John.
To John. Johnny Johnson.
So,
Johnny Johnson, that's correct.
Anyway, and he sent me. I said, no worries, dude. You know, I know you're kidding. It's no big deal. You don't need to apologize.
You can email in on it. Your congratulations to Joey Zanaboni. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Design, air, heating, and cooling email today coming up here in the Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour in about 15 minutes. Cybersecurity is the most exciting career in technology and one of the most in demand. Centric can train you for a career in cybersecurity, and they can do it in just 4 months. Centric's hands-on program teaches you the actual job skills you need to get started No history, no biology, just technology. That's how they do it in just 4 months, even if you have no IT experience. And you can do it online or you can do it in person. You can do it in the evenings or you can do it during the day, whichever works best for you. If you're interested in a career in cybersecurity, call Patrick Neilan at Centric today, and he'll walk you through Centric's cutting-edge program and show you everything Centric does to help get you started in your new IT career. Call 314-450-4714 or go to centric.com/STL. That's CENTRIQ.com/STL. Cybersecurity is a problem for every business in St. Louis, and you can be part of the solution. How do you do? How do you do, J.D. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
And why not pour yourself a glass of bourbon? As the weekend approaches, there's a lot of common sense in Western wisdom. Like, don't squat with your spurs on and always drink upstream from the fan page. And there's also some Western wisdom that's less common, like never steal from a bear that you can't make for yourself, or a twink doesn't know his worth until he's eye-to-eye with a rattlesnake holding a toad. I'm sure there's a good lesson in there somewhere, but there's one lesson that is perfectly clear. Fistful of Bourbon is an award-winning blend of five straight bourbons and as smooth as a banker on Friday. Get wise and pick up a bottle today. Won't be a damn fool. Please enjoy responsibly. Imported by William Grant & Sons, New York. New York. If you're dealing with any waterproofing issues, I would like to wholeheartedly recommend Stratum Structural Systems. I cannot recommend Matt Ford and Brett Grohman enough. I dealt with it last week, and I know a lot of people in the St. Louis metropolitan area have dealt with it over the last few weeks. If you're dealing with it, you're not happy with the company you're talking to, the best, the absolute best is Stratum Structural Systems Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. Let them know you're a TMA listener. You get $100 off your repair project. Call 314-620-8153. Think local. Think Stratum. It's Stratum Structural Systems. Matt Ford, Brett Grohman, over five decades of combined structural experience in basement waterproofing and foundation repair. Email me and I'll connect you with them. T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. Stratum Structural Systems online at stratumrepair.com. And while you're there, if you would like to think about it, that's up to you. I don't want to force people to do
anything. There's no reason not to be thinking about that right now.
Force people to do anything they don't want to do. But yeah, that's something that you might want to sit back and think about. Coming up after, well, about 10 o'clock, we'll have Balloon Party on 101 ESPN. You can leave a mic drop by using the 101 ESPN app, or you can text in 65780.
Danny Mack, 1045.
Dan McLaughlin will be joining us at 1045.
Very nice.
And then we will have Pepper and Jeannie right here, and you guys are asking the listeners what three bodies you want to dig up?
What graves you like to dig?
It could turn into be a good
Isn't
episode.
Illegal?
It could turn into be the last episode.
You think this might be the swan song?
Well, I said it could go either way.
Well, we don't have to do this. So.
Oh, no, I think this needs to be done.
Why?
That has some answers.
Well, we're not doing it. We're not actually going to go dig them up. But if it was legal in this country, all right, what, they made one day available. We're throwing out the laws. It's basically get as rich as you can.
The purge.
One day to go dig up graves.
And if you want to sponsor this,
sure,
you can talk to our Hubbard sales staff, and we will connect you to a title sponsor.
Yep.
It's like a telethon. Phone lines are open. We're standing by now.
Probably some cemetery would love to sponsor that.
Isn't Tupac like an obvious answer?
Just Doug, is Tupac one?
To prove that he is or is not dead?
No. I'm not into conspiracy theories. I know he's dead. What are you going to know? And it's a bones anyway. What are you going to know if it's him or not?
Well, so you're only looking to dig up graves when you think there might be jewelry down there?
You're looking for fresh graves, apparently.
Yeah, or some kind of information. You know, maybe somebody's buried with a diary with them and has all kinds of secrets.
So,
things like that.
What kind of secrets?
I don't know. You'll have to wait and
it's
listen.
It's this person you don't even know who they are and you're looking for their secrets?
You'll have to wait for Pepper and Jeannie.
Oh, D.B. Cooper, mine for sure. One of them.
But you
is
don't even
he
know where he's buried.
Somewhere?
You never found the body.
What, are we looking for official grave sites here? I'm just talking about somebody that we know is dead that I'd like to dig up.
But how are you going to dig him up if you don't know where he is?
Okay, I didn't know how to... This seems way too...
Yeah, well...
This topic needs a little bit of...
There are some parameters.
We'll think of something else.
I kind of like it. I want to keep going.
Lousy's got some answers.
Well, I'm going to be a rich man because I'm going for Cleopatra's tomb, too. She's got every jewel that she ever owned is in that tomb.
Good news, Biff is on hold, and he has some ideas on graves he'd like to dig up. It's perfect. It's the Steve Schmidt
sure.
Kia.
Top 23.
Hello, Biff.
Beer will be three.
Biff!
Hello?
Biff! Biff!
Biff.
Hello, hello, man.
Yes.
Dig up Colonel Sanders. There's probably some chicken in there for you.
Nice.
Are you there, Biff?
Yep. Yeah, what's the subject? Your tombs?
Yeah, which graves you want to dig up?
Spray my coffee there.
Mm-hmm.
Graves and tombs, and that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, not on this show. We were doing that on Pepper and Genie.
Oh, okay. It's a preview.
Preview.
All right. I got you. Your preview and Pepper Genies. Okay.
Yeah.
Or Pepper and Genie.
Press.
What did I miss? What all are you guys talking about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Same old stuff, really.
Scallops.
Yeah. Same old stuff. What's happening with you?
The Lake of the Ozarks. I'm building a marijuana factory again.
A different one or finishing up the first one?
Ran onto the first one. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a 3-year project, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you've done well betting on Cardinal games here recently?
Done well, yes.
Yeah.
Really? Is that right? You're on a heater?
Heater, yes. I bet the farm today, Tim. A day game in Colorado.
What are you taking? Are you taking the over?
Today.
You going over?
I don't do overs and unders. That's crap bets. I only do straight up wins.
Yeah, betting 5,000 on a team is 300-1. Yeah.
Not terrible.
So are you on? I guess you're on the Cardinals then.
Yeah, I say.
Doug, are you concerned about a Dakota Hudson start in Colorado?
Well,
yeah.
Are you concerned about everybody's start in Colorado? I guess he's a ground ball type pitcher, so maybe he'll be all right.
Yes, Doug's correct. He's a ground ball type
pitcher.
There you go. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Cardinals bet is in, Doug. Place it.
Okay. How much you betting on this one?
I'm only a couple thousand on Doug.
Boom.
Okay. And then do you just watch and chew your fingernails? Are you nervous the whole game?
A couple thousand ain't nothing but a thing.
Right?
I go sit at a bar and pony up and drink and watch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it a day game today?
Okay.
Day game. 2:15 start, Iggy.
2 o'clock.
Now, do you say Herman Marquez? Do you say German Marquez?
It's with a G, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have been a Cardinal is what I would have called him.
That's that right?
Yeah. Well, we're too cheap.
Oh, come on. We're not
I'm
that
kidding.
Cheap.
I'm just stirring it up, Doug. Okay. I just don't care enough anymore.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's over.
Because they didn't hit Soto? Okay. Anything else, Biff?
Let's think. What other topics have you all been discussing today? Like, what's on the bullet points?
Well, there's a broadcaster from St. Louis, St. Gabriel's, finest grade school west of the Mississippi, also St. Louis University High School. And he just got the call to the big leagues. I don't know if you've heard a call. Plowhawk, would you like to call? His name's Joey Zanaboni. And here's Iggy is happy for him. Here's
I don't know if he's going to be able to.
Iggy's not that happy for him.
I don't know if he could be able to hear this.
Oh, Biff won't be able to hear it, Doug?
I don't know.
Can a listener drop by some technology that would allow our phone calls?
Ghosting them like an okay Cupid Halloween party.
Did you hear that one, Biff?
Oh, yeah, that guy got called up to the
big
leagues.
Calling a game on the MLB Network on August 17th. Mariners and Angels. How do you do?
America's team.
Hope the streaming service works.
Hey, Kim, would I be mistaken to say the Mariners?
Why do you ask what we're talking about? Then we tell you, you don't even comment.
Swing and a miss.
Okay.
You were going to say the Mariners longest without getting to the playoffs?
Yeah, aren't they the longest?
Yeah, like 14 seasons?
So. Yeah.
That's crazy. So.
The Mariners?
Yeah.
I thought it was going back to their 2001 team.
Yeah, that might be right. Yeah, you know, I don't think they've won a playoff series since then. I think they might have gone once.
Dude, that's crazy.
I don't think they've been to a playoff series in 21 years. Have they?
Let's find out.
Does my nurse have that information? Brian Henschen just texted in, Zanaboni effing sucks. Brian Henschen.
Oh, he's pissed.
Wow, Brian Henschen and Iggy are on the same page.
I didn't say he sucks.
Henschen wanted that job.
Is that what it is, you think?
Jealousy. Not my cup of tea.
Yeah, Henschen's on page 6 of the Indianapolis Herald.
Oh,
20
now
seasons.
Oh.
20 seasons. 02 is the last time.
Love you, Hench.
02. Okay.
Doug, who'd they play in 2002?
They played another feisty
probably ball. The Angels, right?
I think the
Angels
Tigers.
Or Twins. Had to be the Angels or Twins.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't talk about that, so.
No. I'm going to say they played the Twins. I think the Angels beat the Yankees in 2002.
They
That's
beat,
what my answer is.
They beat Cleveland in 02. Or no, this is 01. I'm tripping.
Oh, Detroit was terrible at the time, no matter.
I'm just going to guess the Angels.
I'm all in on Minnesota to double my bankroll if anybody wants it.
I don't remember the years, Tim.
What was the question?
The unfortunate thing is I do. Who the Mariners played in 2002?
Oh, I...
They played the Twins.
That was down in Springfield.
I just doubled my bankroll. You want to go out and get some house?
We were talking Lady Bears basketball, man.
Yeah, they played the...
Who'd they play? Who do they play?
Is that Biff?
Like, he fell asleep. Yeah. Look, he's gone.
Well, Biff's like juggling his phone.
I'm here.
I was hoping. Who did they play?
I don't know. I don't know who they played. Man.
Didn't they win like 117 games that year, Tim?
The Mariners lost to the Yankees in the ALCS that year, and I think they won 116. Why are we talking about any of this?
I don't know.
Biff asked what we were talking about today, and then somehow he brought up the Twins.
I wish we would have saved all of them for Pepper and Gene.
Iggy's Gape's not happy with Brian Henschen. Henschen's hate boner for Joey Zanaboni is so weird. Here's an idea. Try and pen an article or email that's worth the paper and pen used to scribe it with. Thanks. Respectfully, 85% of TMA listeners, also known as Iggy's Gape.
Apparently the Mariners didn't play in the 0-2 playoffs at all, in fact.
This is brutal.
It was Oakland instead.
Gotcha.
So they played the Twins.
So 0-1.
The Mariners lost to the Yankees in 0-1.
Right. So 0-1, they beat the Indians and then lost to the Yankees. And that was the last time they were in the playoffs.
Dude,
Doug, should we suspend Jackson for calling Cleveland's baseball team the Indians?
I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
But Jackson, you've been suspended
at the time.
For trying to appropriate
you
that identity.
Backpedal.
Yep, you are gone.
Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Have a nice long weekend.
Right now.
All right.
STL
today. Be on the first tee in an hour.
STL tax lawyer.
No, you got to do balloon parties.
Rats.
You're fired after.
Does your shillelagh extend to 101?
It does indeed. Yeah.
It's up and down the hallway. KSHE, WIL.
I used to have a nice suspension shillelagh.
You did.
I wonder what happened to that.
How do you three putt from 12 feet?
You didn't like our discussion, so we're going back to you.
Three more days of golf.
Okay. Well, Jackson, that suspension won't feel very good. And doesn't feel very good for Native Americans for what you just said either.
Yeah, they're the guardians. Get it right. Mm-hmm.
Is Biff still on hold?
Hi, Biff.
Biff, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a top 13 list for you.
Of what?
Top 13 vacation destinations for St. Louis area citizens.
Okay. Wow, I actually have to tell you, I'm a little intrigued by
okay.
this.
Oh, I can't wait to hear some of these.
It's already 9:45, so you got to go pretty quickly.
Iggy has gotten up and is exiting the studio.
Because he's been to all of
them. Hi, Doug, it's going to be a rat-a-tat-tat delivery.
I like that, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, 13, Hoosaw River weekend float trip.
Okay. Yep, that's okay. That would count, I would agree with that.
12, Six Flags trip with the kids. And
wow, it's a double diamond member. You know that?
Dude, yeah. For two, I'm out here.
Can you really
hard.
Call it a trip if you're driving half an hour?
Yes.
And you got to pack your own sandwiches on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, Merrimack River trip. Float with potato salad and hot dogs.
Yeah,
I like food options for each one.
Yeah.
Okay, number 10, 2-week trip to Bora Bora on first class airfare.
Well, that doesn't happen very often, does it?
So you hit Lambert? Is that like the...
Number 9, the Cahokia Mounds day trip. Peanut butter and jelly.
That's a lousy vacation. It's a horrible, horrible vacation.
Number 8, Merrimack Cavern, cave, and float trip with cheeseburgers.
Jay Sr.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Number 7, Hawaii for 2 weeks and fly first class with Busch beer.
That's better than the Cahokia Mounds field trip. Cahokia Mounds, you're basically just walking up a grassy hill. That's it.
Barbecues.
We couldn't hear that.
Nurse.
Say it again.
Number 6 was Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
To see the ball knobbers and eat barbecue ribs.
I like that one. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like your taste.
Yeah.
All right. Number 5, Wet Willie's Water Slide in Fenton and Taco Bell.
It's closed now.
I love that
Reopen.
One.
Still.
Reboot.
It's still there.
But it's not open, is it? I don't think it's been open for
Bring
you.
Bring your own hose.
Yeah, fill it up.
This is of all time, Doug, so it counts.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Number 4, Paris, France, 2 weeks.
5-star hotel accommodation.
What would that cost a person? $15,000 probably?
Yeah, I'd say around there.
Yeah, eight to twelve at minimum.
Least.
Yeah.
God, I'd go over actually. For real.
Five star
hotel in Paris?
Five star, yeah.
Oh yeah. Two weeks.
$500 a night or so.
Over.
Way.
Is it a lot more than that?
Way.
Paris,
over.
Five star, yeah.
1,000 a night at least.
Okay. Number three is hedonism and a 2-week Jamaica vacation with jerk chicken.
Oh, yeah, that is future.
That's a lie. Mm.
There are a lot of St. Louis's that go to Hedo.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
We're losing you. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Talk a little bit more.
Number two?
Yeah, I'm ready. We're ready for number two. I'm excited, actually, here.
Number two, Party Cove at Lake of the Ozarks on a rental pontoon boat with a Crave case of White Castle.
Yeah. Nice. That's up there.
That's new money, right? Or is that old money?
That's new. Very new.
I'm going to say one is where Big Al takes his vacations down there in St. Peter's.
Parking lot.
You're close. Number one is Lake of the Ozarks, rent a pontoon boat, and go to Golden Corral for dinner and get Busch Light. There you go.
The Blue Train.
And that's a family trip there.
Yeah.
So one and two are the same.
Hold on, we got three honorable mentions right fast here.
I thought getting water would be done.
What are they?
Australia, and bring Arby's with you and Busch Light on the flight.
20-hour flight with Arby's in there.
Might as well bring scallops at that point.
Yeah, I heard you guys messed up the studio today.
Yeah.
Number two honorable mention is a Chicago Cubs Cards game at Wrigley Field in the bleachers.
That's a good call.
That should replace Cahokia Mound, right?
And number three honorable mention in honor of Larry Nickel is WWE WrestleMania Anywhere, shirtless, and have 27 Busch beers at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
A lot of Busch involved.
Sounds like a rite of passage for some people.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice little list, Biff.
All right. Are you guys going to get that studio fixed up, or are you just going to leave it a mess? Or?
What are you talking about?
We'll clean it up at some point. We'll clean it up at some point.
What's the mess?
The smell. You smell the place.
It's already gone.
Well, it lingers a little bit.
It's in the walls, like anything with fabric.
You have to paint over it, probably.
Nice, man. Mm-hmm. Nice list.
Nice little list. Sure was.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good one, Biff.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, too. You got any advice for any, like,
bye.
You know...
Just can't say.
I lost you, Biff.
Plowhawk lost the connection.
Just can't. You got the one where he's, you got the one where he's asking for an autograph.
There's a lot of them.
Or a picture.
There's a lot of new ones.
Unfortunately, we have to get to the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
How mad would you be if your parents said, "Everyone get in the station wagon. We're going on vacation to the Cahokia Mounds."
Pack an overnight bag.
I mean, you'd really be hopping mad, wouldn't you?
Sounds like ours.
I've never found a guy that could handle me. Take that back. There was that one hot guy that face it in... There was that one hot guy that face it the old college try. Doug, I read what's
gave
in the teleprompter.
He meant to say gave it.
Mizzou, Father's Weekend a few years back. One of my biggest money-making weekends. Every year the dads hit the same watering hole, get hammered drunk, abs pay me handsomely to swing myself around up on stage. Well, this year was different. As I was stepping down, a hand grabbed my crotch and pulled me into the kitchen. A voice said, "I'm going to try it. I think I can make it fit." God. He slid off his khakis, bent over the condiments table, and gyrated his assets around for 45 minutes. I honestly, Thinny, if he had used more Wesson eye oil.
Okay.
Dude, this guy.
The last three sentences are just
who in the hell wrote this?
I don't know.
Hey, Mill.
More brutal than I've ever heard.
I can't make any of it out.
I quaff HSCE. Take it all.
What?
That's from BBC. Yeah, you know me.
BBC. Yeah, you know me. He's new.
An Young, really special moment on yesterday's show when Whistles, mid-hijacking, proudly declared, "I don't want attention." He then proceeded to sing a song literally no one asked for in the ultimate look-at-me gesture before pouting when a texter he is actively trying to cuck said it's time to euthanize him. And then in a grand finale, flexed about his drapes or something stupid, whatever. Let's get to the sign-off. Thanks, that's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin. a.k.a. ASMR Harry Truman III. Find me on Patreon and subscribe on YouTube to get exclusive access to my whisper reading of John Talty's next book, Hangin' a Hito, a novelization of The Godfather with cousin Lou Sabin standing in for Joe Pesci. Oh. Eat My Ass, oh. Iggy's Gape, Xana Brownie Blows.
What?
Wow.
That was Brian Hinchin?
Yes.
Brian Hinchin.
And finally, gentlemen, good morning. Wanted to drop a quick line to give a little shout-out to a male listener's wife who isn't an active participant of the show to tell her I enjoyed the personal Facebook post she made last week about the birthday of her child. I realized the post was for close family and friends, but a man in his late 60s who spends a majority of his time pleasuring himself to dudes pretending to be girls in online lesbian chat rooms, as it really got to me. And sure, nobody on the show or in the audience has any idea what I'm talking about here, but over my many years of failing upwards while riding Tim's coattails and secretarial radio jobs.
I wasn't talking to you.
Failing upwards.
I found the best way to operate in radio is to alienate the entire listening base in a self-serving way, to treat my time on air as my very own little personal newsletter. And while we're on the topic of things that disinterest the audience, socks! My socks! I got a sock with some lipstick stains on it from February of 2021 that I kept after a real-life girl used my personal clothing as a snot rag before a concert. Why, you ask? Because I'm a gentleman. Anytime a person with breasts needs to use my items as a personal hygiene toiletry item, I like to make myself available. Lastly, this is a line item directed at the incredible losers who send me DMs about Cheryl Dilcher. I love you. Nothing quite hardens the bond between strangers than anonymous DM shared about an aging bag of bones born in 1946. Thanks. That's from Cal May's oversized T-shirt, who watched a documentary called Succession about a microween storyline. Currently looking for suggestions on dead people to dig up for my free labor broom closet podcast because it's officially jumped the shark. My God.
Cal May's oversized T-shirt.
Doug,
is that all of them?
For the design, air, heating, and cooling email today.
Big day for email.
Well, I guess that last one was the best. Cal May's oversized T-shirt.
Yeah, it started off very poorly.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to vote for anything, but then it picked up later, so I'm going to go with Cal May's.
May's oversized T-shirt. It won.
Nice, nice.
The design, air, heating, and cooling email. You would have gone with BBC. Yeah, you know me.
If you can't type an email,
you like that. That's a win for
that.
I texted Joey Zanaboni to try to get him on Balloon Party.
Oh, sweet. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. We have Dan McLaughlin at 10:45.
Why don't you get him on this show?
Well, I wanted to get him on right when the news broke.
That's true.
And I didn't get his number until 9:36. Cal Kennedy got it for me. Cal Kennedy, Doug, of course, responsible for so many banners at St. Gabriel's.
Zanaboni go to St. Gabe's?
One was for shoots and ladders.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'm a big fan now. Because Tim went there.
Come on.
That's the reason you're a big fan?
Did he go to SLU?
He did go to SLU.
I think it'd be funny to have
did he go to Mizzou?
I don't know if he went to Mizzou.
I'll put the guy in the Hall of Fame.
There's a picture there celebrating.
Look at that. He's going to.
Yeah.
Like, Doug, think about like a bust, and it has a button with all of his great calls. Uh-huh. If they put that in St. Iggy. Dave.
Right. And more to come, too. Plenty we haven't heard
Sergio Garcia with a beard.
Sergio Garcia with a beard?
Yeah, it looks like Sergio.
I can't.
Okay.
He looks all right.
Yeah, Sergio's. Boy, he killed it with Camilla Villegas at the last time.
Back to golf.
I don't even know where. Feels like the first email.
No, they were. They hung out in Napoli almost every night.
What?
Camilla Vegas?
Camilla Villegas and Garcia.
Went to Bar Napoli.
Yeah, almost every night when the BMW was in town. And it'll be back in town in like
what brought that
four
up?
Years. I told you, the kid looked like Garcia with a beard.
Oh.
And we were talking Garcia, so I brought that up.
You were talking Garcia.
They sure went to charcoal.
Oh, God. Thank God this show's over.
You've had enough. Well, unfortunately, Pepper and Jeannie's just about to start.
We
Balloon
may be changing
just
that
about
topic,
to start.
Too.
You guys are calling an audible at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
Omaha.
I'm going to push it through. Colin.
No, do it. I think it's a good topic. I think you should roll with it.
You're going to pick all like pharaohs from Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Buried
me,
with
Doug.
Their treasures?
I got some other ones. Some memorabilia.
Mr. Licks is standing by.
Yeah, good luck with this one. If you didn't like yesterday's.
Yeah. What was yesterday about bird sex?
Yeah, and how big their penises are, how long it lasts. Oh. You know, all the stuff that you need to know.
Something else I said that I don't remember saying, but it's so stupid if I said it. Somebody was talking about listening to it. I said, well, if you don't like it, don't press push.
Yeah, don't press push.
Don't press push.
We'll have that as a drop.
Don't press push.
For the week, by the way.
TMA, if you don't like it, don't press push. Here's a new shirt, Jackson. Yep. Get it to Mike Flanagan.
God, I'm losing my mind.
Time for us to shut it down. Jackson and I are going to be held accountable in about 3 minutes on 101 ESPN. You can hold us accountable. Text in 65780. Pepper and Jeannie coming up with top bird erections that you want to dig up.
Yeah, we should blend topics.
For the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Brian Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.
Cough and cold season is here. Introducing Ricola Max Throat Care, Ricola's most powerful drop yet. It's the best of Swiss nature wrapped around a powerful liquid menthol center for maximum relief from your worst cough and sore throat. Maximum nature for maximum relief. Try the new Ricola Max now, available in the cold and cough aisle. Ricola. It's in our nature.